Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Shewachung. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 to 23. 1 Corinthians 9, 19 to 23. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. My theme for reflection is all things to all people when freedom becomes servanthood. All things to all people when freedom becomes servanthood. There is a running joke among friends who travel a lot. If you want to survive airports, learn to adapt quickly, know when to speak up, when to be silent, how to smile in five languages, and how to fit your life into one carry-on. The frequent traveler, like the seasoned apostle, lives by one rule: adapt or lose connection. And in 1 Corinthians 9, 16 to 23, Paul is not just offering travel advice. He is presenting a radical blueprint for what it means to follow Jesus in a fragmented world. Paul had every right to insist on recognition, support, and honor. After all, he founded the Corinthian church, poured into them, wrote letters to them, and endured hardship for their sake. But rather than standing on those rights, Paul lays them down. For though I am free from all, he writes, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. His apostleship is not grounded in applause or approval. It is rooted in the call of Christ and fueled by an inner compulsion. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel, verse 16. This is not ambition, it is vocation. As Charles Taylor observes, the call to authenticity is not just a matter of being true to oneself, it is about being responsible to a higher good. For Paul, that higher good is the gospel, God's good news of grace and reconciliation, and the people who need to hear it. Yet proclaiming the gospel, Paul shows, is never a one-size-fits-all endeavor. Preaching to the Jews, he contextualizes as one under the law. Among Gentiles, he speaks without the law, but not without integrity. Among the weak, he lowers himself, not to manipulate, but to truly meet them where they are. This is not spiritual compromise, this is gospel fluency. It is the holy art of knowing when to stand firm and when to bend low. And for Paul, every adaptation is a small price to pay, if it means one more soul hears, believes, and is changed. Here is where the gospel confronts us today. We live in a time of rigid categories and hardened identities, social, theological, and political. To say I have become all things to all people sounds naive or even suspicious. But for Paul, it is the very definition of gospel-shaped love. He does not change the message, but he reshapes himself in service of it. He is free, yet he chooses servanthood. He is strong, yet he enters others' weaknesses. This is a hard calling. It requires letting go of ego, laying down entitlement, and embracing the discomfort of difference. But it is also a liberating path, because in losing oneself, we gain others. In adapting for love's sake, we model Christ, who emptied himself and took on flesh, not to remain aloof, but to dwell among us. And so we ask, what rights do I cling to that prevent the gospel from flowing freely through me? And am I willing to be misunderstood, overlooked, even inconvenienced, if it means Christ is seen more clearly in me? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what area of your life might God be inviting you to become all things for the sake of someone else's faith journey? Number two, how can your freedom in Christ lead you to deeper humility and service rather than self-promotion? And now our practical exercise. Identify one person this week, maybe someone different from you in background, belief or behavior, and take one step to listen, connect, or serve them with no expectation of return. Let it be an act of gospel-shaped love. Lord Jesus, you who became like us so we might become like you, teach us how to lay down our rights and take up the cross of love. Break our pride, soften our rigidity, and make us fluent in the language of grace. Help us to become all things to all people, not for applause, but for the sake of your kingdom. Make our lives living invitations to your table. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.